Interviewer: Your early life was very unhappy, wasn't it? Van Gogh: From childhood, I have been a victim of my emotions and circumstances. My father was a penniless clergyman living in one of the poorest parts of Holland. He could never understand my passion for art, which he thought a discredit to the family. As he felt I could never make a living by painting, and I couldn't, I was apprenticed to an art gallery, but I increasingly grew to dislike the work. My employers tried to help me as much as they could, and I worked in Holland, London, and Paris. Twice I fell in love, and twice I was rejected. I was dismissed from my work, and I then tried a number of jobs, such as teaching, selling books, and even studied theology, with a view to becoming missionary. Nothing worked out until I had to return to home, where I was forced to live with my father, who considered me a disgrace to the family. Interviewer: Was this your dark period? Van Gogh: It was one of my many dark periods. The only good thing to come out of it was a realization that I must devote my life to painting. When my father and loved ones turned against me, my only refuge was my painting. I knew that once I stopped, the world would close in on me. Once again, I would be a lost soul without a purpose. Interviewer: At least your brother, Theo, understood you. He invited you to live with him and gave you money until the end of your life. Van Gogh: Theo was a true Christian in every sense, much more so than my father or those intolerant Dutch priests ever were. Without his help, I doubt if I could have lasted so long. When I took up painting seriously, it was an expression of my despair, so that my early work is mostly of dark landscapes and the struggling poverty of the Dutch peasants who scraped out a living from the earth with their bare hands. You can see their misery in my painting, The Potato Eaters. Even when I was studying in Antwerp, the boring traditional methods of the teachers sickened me. In Paris with Theo, and under the influence of impressionists such as Gauguin, Degas, and Pizarro, a whole new world flooded with different colors was revealed to me.